Randy Marks Climate. Members present at this time, Representative Randy Spanholz, Representative Sarah Hammond, Representative Dave Talrico, Representative Graham Hopkins. We have Representative Lincoln, Amy Kutcher, joining us on the telephone. And then myself, Representative Dahmer. Please let the record reflect that we do have a call to conduct business. Thank you so much for allowing me to our recruiting secretary, Ms. Debbie Tunnahan, to our LMI moderator, Jan Kelly. We really appreciate your help. And we're in this different room in a little different configuration, trying to have social distance. So hopefully folks found the location that they were interested in today's hearing. We have two confirmation hearings to hold today. One is considered for members appointees for the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which is Mr. Jerry Brace. And then the second is Peter Boost for the Big Game Commercial Services Board. And we're going to take public testimony on both of those. And we canceled the presentation on wildfires in Alaska with the change in climate. And we want to thank Dr. Brian Berkshire and Dr. Christmas, who were both lined up to present us today. We also canceled the hearing on Hospital 280 on invasive species. So those items will come back before us if there's time in the future that we can put back on our agenda. But for now, again, trying to focus on those highest priority items.
Any comments from committee members?
Should I get started? Please let the record reflect that Representative Tucker said I don't want to treat him. So then let's go ahead and start with these confirmation hearings. We'll do the Bookie Commercial Services Board first. So Mr. Peter, please, and I apologize if I've said your name incorrectly. If you're able to please introduce yourself to the committee, let us know why you're interested in this position and any relevant information, and then we'll take questions from committee members after that. Welcome.
Thank you, Chairman Brian, Chairman Lincoln, committee members. I'm Pete Bass. I've worked in Fairbanks for about 50 years. I've been a couple of scholars for grants, and I've been on environmental resource management. I've been retired from the 30-year career with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, working as a natural resource officer, firefighter, and forester.
Representative Lincoln, did you have any questions?
working from Sir Sarah Yonkup's staff. And we learned a little bit about the concept of president like this and around allocations and animals and other big game animals. I wanted to concept some of the stuff a little bit that we had hopes to get into in more detail.
Thank you.
camp in order to stay on a bridge over the Pullman River and say that their girlfriend is actually the least they got to have for a period of the government self development city crime. And I'm sure if you're not coming to your APA, which is the key of little display, you ought to put it on yourself. I hope that some parts of the public federal law that must be adhered to are born and born in the first law. I'm not the case for greater state involvement in decision-making and dangerous species act listing, compressing most federal jurisdiction over traditional state waters, and permitting joint control activities, known as small forklifts. Also advocated against the removal of bunker chip chase fee and lease sales, being above the flag-yard level of putting on shop development plan, and a good point of support of forward against fast-paced sales and the Trump's measures to solve the crime. And so I've also worked on midstream and lost upstream research for the lack of choice to the National Oil and Gas Transfer Station, representing all segments of the oil and gas industry. My command to create the business, not just create, but develop and go back into diversity, while we will be not just business, but conventional and renewable energy companies. I came back to Alaska in 2014, my wife and two daughters, both with the Child of Americans from Cross Party, which is our university of advocates for living by our staff party. We have all our faculty agreed upon the testimony of federal regulators in support of opening the Connecticut area of Idaho, I believe. So, after eventually got on my dead lady and served as a deputy secretary, we acted as a liaison between agents and Coast Guard staff and other to facilitate communication and streamline workflows, objectives, and approvals. The IGCC's mission is to protect public land, freshwater sources, preserve the rights of all waters to protect the natural and the resource, and ensure proper open air public intervention of life and unsafe drilling practices. As a retro threat commission, the road processors have created the gold standard for regulatory process. To come forward, the gold post-direct for state laws has one of the lowest flowing rates in the country. As we know, the court instances of underground drinking water contamination, back in 2011 for the hydraulical fracture today, with the first documented fault in 1963. While the recovery rate of 11.4 to the goal of averages around 50%, while all recovery through the bank is currently at 50%, it is expected to achieve 60% through 2040. On the downward side of the AGA, the IGCC has since monitored the animal ground injection control program for more than 40 years. In 2019, the EPA commended the Commission for its work in regulating injection wells. Finally, the IGCC has taken lead in issuing updated bonding regulations to more closely reflect the average cost to quite an abandoned work wells, the cost of water supply on a business, and what the state will be about it. The last time, the busy most football scope of bonding requirements to give a broken wells in the entire country. In closing, I do the right stuff on the government of California, the Secretary, and I hope that we have the responsibility of the law. So, speaking of the construction business of 2005, I've done to me work to sort out the interest of us and deny my role by thought. Take care about this state, this is my home. My wife and I are raising three children at the air moment, sailing my own children there one day. I'm passionate about Alaska, and I deserve to not trouble off this. I'd like to, this possible development of resources for the benefit of the people. I know I'm sure I support my confirmation of so I can continue to follow the public commission of IGCC. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President, for
the
introduction. Do we have questions from committee members? I think we have a few here, so I'm going to just make a line, starting with Representative Spanos.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Price, for your testimony today. So AOGCC is a technical and regulatory agency. Can you describe what you think are your professional background and qualifications for this role?
In its
increased bonding requirements. Those bonding requirements were the result of multiple years worth of work. Part of the reason that they were updated was to respond to large number of bankruptcies in the oil and gas industry throwing a previous low price environment in 2014 and 2015. And now that the price of oil has dropped again in the year last, they're down to about $23 a barrel right now. Can you explain why you think it would be a good idea to change our regulations or to provide exceptions to any good things?
Thank you. folks talk about their playing role well in the way of GCC?
Thank you.
They also seem to be really good at sequestering flammability, especially for high temperature fires. So, if it is one of the missions of ALGCC to make sure our drinking water is kept safe, what are we doing at ALGCC to come up with industry alternatives that don't pollute our water?
Thank you.
Senator Clinton?
Thank you.
situation where they don't have dedicated funds, but that money is fine for some sort of action. But it's not for survival and their regulations. That money just goes into the general fund. Those types of solutions, there's a lot out there. I've watched a lot of learning about them. I've seen what other states do.
Thank you.
question was based on reply, and I will ask before this one because I apologize. I'm not afraid of the question that was surprised, and I really thank you for stepping up. When we take on a challenge in our life, we have to consider all kinds of considerations and how it affects our lives, our personal lives, the people that we interact with. Spouse in my case, children, grandchildren, the business that I had, the world of the factors that are involved there. So I guess I would boil this question down to is why you have chosen to go in this direction, and what was your purpose that you saw looking forward when you get there? So maybe you might explain that to us. That's the email domain. Qualifications in there. You come off a lot of endorsements, which are pretty far up the ladder. But I was wondering about for yourself and what you plan on doing, what you plan on doing when you get there, and what you chose to make this a part of your life at this time.
Thank you. question is for Vice President Meggins. One thing I'm very concerned about is our changing climate and some of the issues that are showing on the North Slope with wells. And I think you and I discussed this a little bit in the office, but I just want you to talk a little bit about that on the record, because I think that's going to be an evolving issue and one that I would want to feel really comfortable that you are leading to the science on that, so that we are taking appropriate mitigation measures. Because of the questions that came up earlier about whose responsibility is for the planning and abandoning of the wells, and as that, you know, as the circumstances and things change on the North Slope, things can be happening in ways we didn't imagine. It could be more costly, and I just, for me, it's very important to hear a commitment to work on these issues and, you know, sort of just following the science in terms of what things might look like going forward.
Absolutely, I appreciate that. It's absolutely a priority of the commission and the program. This year, DP, the most at-risk wells when it comes to this issue of permafrost subsidies. And it's nothing in the permafrost that allows for compromising the integrity of these well casings. So there was 14 wells that were identified where these separate casings were stuck within the permafrost.
So I think, you know, you working with the operators may be able able to kind of lead a collaboration there, and I just wondered if you thought of something like that for data sharing.
Thank you. and recommends that the name of the authority to enjoy accession of the
And so we will definitely do our best to keep in touch with everyone, but the work has been narrowed to focus on the highest priority items related to response to the COVID pandemic and the budget. And so at this time, we do not have additional bills scheduled. Representative Lincoln, do you have any comments you'd like to add? So Ed will be in touch, and we just ask everyone, please stay safe and healthy, and please be good.